USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After visiting Guatemala Monday to discuss ways of helping the United States border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with Mexico's president Tuesday. A Minneapolis couple and their neighbors have filed a lawsuit against the city and its mayor, alleging that both parties have failed to keep residents safe amid a spike in crime over the past year. The lawsuit accuses the city of operating outside a charter that requires a minimum threshold of police officers per citizens in Minneapolis. Crime in Minneapolis continues to rise. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he lived. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to a hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a vaccination update with Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
New data from the CDC shows that nearly two-thirds of American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. But vaccination rates have slowed down dramatically. That is putting at risk reaching President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose by July 4th. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, tells CBS News that health officials need to engage those that are still waiting and seeing to get a shot. He says those efforts will be needed to meet the president's goal.
Fortunately, there's also a percentage of folks who are kind of having that wait-and-see approach, thinking that we're still in the experimental phase, which we're really not. And those are people that I've encountered, and really I think those are the folks that we really need to focus on in terms of our efforts for education and promotion of the vaccine to get them to kind of cross over and get vaccinated to protect themselves and protect everyone.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1982, Elvis Presley's Graceland opened to the public for the first time. Flash, 1954, the doomed Ford Edsel automobile made its debut. Flash, 1929, ladder intrigue, also called the Lateran Pact of 1929, was signed between Italy and the Vatican. Flash, 1942.
The most decisive naval battle of the Second World War was fought between the United States of America and the Japanese Empire, waged entirely by aircraft carriers hundreds of miles apart. The Battle of Midway was the first major fleet encounter in which the ships on each side never came within visual range of enemy vessels. Victory or defeat depended not on the big guns of battleships, but on carrier-borne bombers and torpedo bombers flying over vast tracts of ocean to seek and destroy their targets.
The Battle of Midway is considered the turning point in the war against the Japanese in World War II's Pacific Theater. Former New York Giants head coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at the age of 71, confirmed by his son John. Fassel suffered a heart attack and died while under sedation at a local hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had been experiencing chest pains Monday and was taken to the hospital by a friend. Fassel coached the Giants from 1997 to 2003, winning NFL Coach of the Year in 1997 and leading the team to Super Bowl 35. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.